Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We can see all around us your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your faithfulness. Even when men thought we don't deserve it, even when we thought we don't qualify for it, we see merciful and you are still gracious. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have faith. Have your seat like a king in the presence of your God. Welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody. I'll try and use 1, 2, 3, 18, 20 minutes. If you still see me here 20 minutes, it is because you were slow in reading. If you want me to leave here quickly, you join me in reading fast. Do we have an agreement? Okay, there is no agreement. Do we have an agreement? You know, the devil can do nothing about the truth of God's word. But what the devil can do is help us misuse the truth of God's word. Whenever there is a truth, the devil will help us take it to an extreme. I remember when I was growing up, we were taught as if God was a wicked tax master somewhere who was carrying a very big stick or koboko, like your earthly father, and he's looking around with his koboko. Even when we are in Sunday school, it is like in Lekeu, they are carrying cane around us. If you make one noise, whew. In those days, I used to wear uniform like these people. Hallelujah. And why wearing this uniform? These people show me. It looked as if God, you know, we're taught in a way that you'll be so afraid of God that if you are supposed to take your left leg first and you take your right leg, now you will not be able to sleep. Before you sleep, oh my God, all the things I have done wrong. Even the ones I did wrong that I did not know I did wrong, the ones that you keep asking for many. So we saw God as a terrible tax master. So when they tell you God is a father, it doesn't make sense to you. And then we came into the year 2000s, where people caught a knowledge of grace, and people started teaching about grace. Now, they also took it to another extreme, as if you can do anything you like. Grace covers it. It's your father. No matter what you do, I have children. No matter what my children do, I cannot disown them. So no matter what I do, my father cannot disown me. He can hate what I do, but it's temporary. He is still my father. If you did not create me, you cannot judge me. If you did not, you know, different kind of things. Thank God we sang the song, Daddy Where They Pamper. The daddy where they pamper, that daddy, they discipline people. You know, sometimes when you are singing, it looks like love song. I can do anything, Daddy Where They Pamper. I don't know why I'm losing my voice on a day like this when I want to sing. I'm here to tell you that the daddy where they pamper makes his grace available for us. But we can cause his grace to be in vain when we sin. Sin makes a daddy where they pamper, makes him to discipline us. Sin makes the plan of daddy where they pamper, who have the best in store for us. Sin turn around his plan against us. Daddy where they pamper that has the best in store for us can go against us when we live a life of sin. His grace is available, unmerited, available to help us, available to make a way, available to provide. But when we turn against sin, in our sin, his grace can be against us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, let's read verse 1 and 2. Put it on the screen for me. 2 Corinthians 6. 1 and 2. Let's read together. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Now, because of our time, how do we receive the grace of God in vain? Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Romans 6, 1 and 2. How do we receive the grace of God in vain? What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. King James said, God forbid. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? When you live your life in sin, if you live your life anywhere you want, you are making and receiving the grace of God in vain. Let me share this story. Do you remember the story of what we call it? In Numbers chapter, it is Numbers 20, 21, 22, 23. It's a story of Balak and Balaam. Balak saw the children of Israel, and he knew they were greater than him, and most likely they can take over his country. So he went to see Balaam, a doubly anointed person. Somebody that looks like a person that grew up in a Babalawo's house and now gave his life to God. But a complete deliverance was not done for him. So he still has some anointing of a Babalawo with an anointing of Christianity. So there is a combination of the two he was living in. I will have time to teach about that in the future. And then he said, cause these people for me. And Balaam tried three times, and gave his oracle four times. But he could not cause the children of Israel. But because he was paid for a job to be done, he gave the Balaam's advice. And you know, the Balaam's advice is still working against Christianity tomorrow. What was Balaam's advice? You remember, when Balaam was blessing, he said, how can I bless? How can I curse whom God has blessed? I see them. There's no sorcery. There's no divination against Israel. He said many things. Then he gave them the Balaam's advice. He said, if God is for them, nobody can be against them. Make them to sin against their God, and their God himself will go against them. See, Balaam's advice is still working till tomorrow. No matter how God loves you, no matter his plan against you, if you intentionally go sin against the law, he turns himself against you. Grace abounds. But anything God asks you not to do, you look at him, kuro, and you do it, you'll be in trouble. Even if everybody escape it, you are in TCR, you will not escape it. Because grace made cause to discipline whom he loves. If God does not discipline you, you are in trouble. You are going to hell straight. If he disciplines you on earth, there is hope for you. Sin is what makes the grace of God in vain in the life of a child of God. Colossians chapter 3. Let's read from verse 5 to 9. Colossians 3. From verse 5 to 9. Colossians 3. From verse 5 to 9. Let's read together. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Go back to verse 1. Let's read in context. Go back to verse 1. The problem of Christians is the Balaam's advice. Entice them. Make them sin against God. Give them friends. Friends that manipulate them. Give them friends that influences them for evil. Give them friends that entice them into sin. Give them friends that introduce them to pornography. Give them friends that introduce them to hook up. And God himself will turn against them. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things. What should we seek? Those things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Verse 2, continue. Set your mind on things instruction. Seek things that are heavenly. Your mind must be heavenly. Not on things on the earth. For you died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, our life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is what he has prepared for you. Therefore, remember, your life is hid with Christ. You are born again. Think about things in heaven. Think about things above. You are hid in Christ. Your life is the life of Christ. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Yeah, number one, what is it? Fornication, uncleanness, passion, pornography, evil desire, and covetousness, which is what? Idolatry. Put to death. They should not be heard among you. They should not be seen among you. No one should smell it among you. Because of these things, read with me, because of these things, what? The wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you live in them. It's assuming that you are giving your life to Christ and you are no longer living that way again. So he's reminding them for the grace of God not to be in vain in your life. Run away from all these things. Now let's continue. Put now you yourself. But now you yourself are to put off. What are you to put off? Let's go. Number one, anger. Wrath. Is malice in the Bible? Is malice in the Bible? Is there somebody you don't greet, somebody you don't talk to? You are making the grace of God in vain. And you know what? That person was wrong. You are the one that is not wrong. You'll be seeing the person doing anyhow. And God will tell you, go and greet him. Go and greet him. Go and talk to him. If you don't talk to that person, why is he telling you? You are making the grace of God vain in your life. God has no business with the person. The person is an unbeliever. He has business with you as his children. You are the one on the way to heaven. Let no one on the way to hell carry you to hell because of your disobedience. Malice. I will never ever forgive you. Never. Who are you? Who you thought the power of forgiveness is in your hands? Did you know that if you don't forgive anybody, sorry for that. Do you know if you don't forgive somebody, you are, let me say Nigerian way, you are doing yourself. Let me give you an example. If Deji has done something against me, come Deji please. He has done something against me. Look at the way he's looking wonderfully and beautifully. You know, the man is married now. I think he's done change. He has done something against me. And I came to church. Look at, unfortunately for me, look at where he's seated. Whenever I see him like this, my mood will change. And then pastor will come and say, look at the way I brought Deji and say he's looking wonderful. If somebody hates him in church now, what do you think will be happening to the person? He will be uneasy. He will be in trouble. His mind will be too bitterness will enter him. Deji will not know. He will be enjoying himself here. But what would the person be doing? All this pastor said, they'll just be bringing people to the front. All these Baba people. Is it because he's playing keyboard? You can go. If you don't forgive people, you are the one in trouble. When you forgive people, you have released yourself from a self-imposed imprisonment. A man that says, I will not forgive, is saying, I have locked myself in prison. Because it's that thing that will kill you. It will give you high blood pressure. It will make you look older than your age. It will make you go to your grave before your time. Bitterness and anger and unforgiveness, it kills people before their time. They think they are holy, but they are bitter. But God is saying we should move away every bitterness from our lives. Are we seeing church? See vain will make the grace of God vain in your life. What it means is this. Everything that grace does, sin will make sure grace does not do it for you. You can come and say, and close every service with may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. If there is sin, grace will not happen. Grace annuls and nullifies the grace. Sin annuls and nullifies the grace of God in the life of a person. The Bible says sin shall no longer have dominion over your life. Hebrews chapter 6. Let's read from verse 4 to 9. Hebrews 6, 4 to 9. And I take one more scripture and I leave this place. Hebrews 6, from verse 4 to 9. Let's please read with me. Remember, grace is not licensed to sin. Once grace is available and you start intentionally sinning, you are saying, I am yielding to the Balaam's advice. Therefore, God, fight against me yourself. For it is impossible. Read with me, let's go. For it is impossible for who? For those, look at this qualification. Number one, for those who are once enlightened. So you have heard the word of light. You have given your life to Christ. The Bible calls you one that is enlightened. Number two, and have tasted of a heavenly gift. You have been born again. You have an assurance that you will make it to heaven. You have tasted of the heavenly gift. The Holy Spirit is in you as a deposit, as a seal, saying, Christ has died for you. If you live your life and follow him, you will meet him in heaven. You have the heavenly gift. Number three, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit. Man, that many of you have been blessed with the gift of the Spirit. You blow in tongues, you pray for people, people fall under the anointing. Great and mighty things happen. And have tasted what? The good word. Tasted the good word of God. And you are still tasting the good word of God now. And the powers of the age to come. Look at it. Go. It is impossible for all these people. Which describes you. If they fall away. To renew. Read with me now. If they fall away. To do what? To renew them again. To repentance. Since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to opposition. Sir, ma, what was the sin of Moses that made him not enter the kingdom of God? What was it? What was it? Anger. Maybe. Huh? Disobedience. Anger. Let me explain it to you. You see, when you don't understand typology and what God is doing, you can enter into trouble without you knowing it. When they were in the wilderness, they were thirsty. And God told them, go to a rock. He said, hit the rock. And the rock would be water. They did not know that the rock was a typology of Christ. So hit the rock is as if you are crucifying Christ. And he will give you life. So when Christ is crucified and you accept into your life, he gives life to you. So hit the rock. So they hit the rock and water came. They go to another place again where people were complaining everywhere. And there was a rock. And he said, speak to the rock. And what did he do? He went and hit the rock. Jesus has been crucified already. He came and crucified him the second time. So God got angry. That rock was Jesus. Don't crucify Jesus the second time. The repercussions are grievous. Give me verse 6 again. Give me verse 6 again. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance. Since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. Don't intentionally go against the word of God. For you people that keep sharing and sending things on WhatsApp, I don't know if you have received this one before, about a lady or somebody that went before a judge. A prosecutor accused her of everything. And she was crying before the judge. Oh, judge, save me. Oh, judge, help me. And the judge sentenced her to death. Sentenced her for a fine. The judge fined her. And the judge removed her judge clothes and went down and paid for the fine and released her. So the lady went again and committed different sin and came back. And when he came back before the judge, said, "Daddy, daddy, remember me, I have come again." And the man looked at him and sentencing her to hell. He said, "What is it? Why have you forgotten?" He said, "When you came the first time, I was a merciful God. Now that you have come, I am the God on the throne judging you." Don't take the mercy of God for granted and intentionally go to sin. He might move from being a merciful God to a God of judgment against you. Are we in church? Let's close with Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. 26. Hebrews 10, 26. Read with me on the screen. Let's go. For if we... Please, I would like you... We'll be reading the first five words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll be reading the first five words in different translations. So just be changing the translation for me. We are starting with New King James. Let's go. 1, 2, go. But if we sin willfully after we have received... Change it to another translation. For if we sin... willfully, another translation. For if we deliberately keep on sinning, another translation. Dear friends, if we deliberately continue sinning, another translation. For if we sin deliberately after receiving, now give me the one you like, we'll continue reading it. Have you seen something? If you willfully, if you deliberately. You have heard in church, we saw malice. You have heard malice. If you deliberately say, "I will keep malice with him." You have heard slander. You have heard sexual immorality. You have heard pornography. If you deliberately, willfully say it, do it. Now, let's read ourselves. Look at the screen. Reading. Oh, my 20 minutes is up. We'll just read this and I will go. As you continue. Okay. Let's look at that. Read together with me. I'll read 10, we'll read 26, 27, 28, 29. Let's go. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice. So if that guy said, "I put ring in your hand, let's commit fornication. After all, we are going to marry. It is a deliberate sin. It can put you in trouble." Many people, what caused the problem in their marriage started before they got married. But they will not tell you in counseling. They made those mistakes. And they're still working against them. Why? They deliberately, willfully went against the word of the Lord. And now, in their marriage, God has gone against them. Deliberately. Deliberately. It doesn't matter if he has changed his style of dressing. It doesn't matter if he has changed the time of walking. It doesn't matter if he appears holy. What he has deliberately done in the past, that mercy has not spoken concerning, is that thing that is working against her, working against him now. For if we willfully after... we have received the knowledge of the truth. I ask that the Lord will have mercy for over every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Can I read it again? For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. Did you see that? Hello, did you see that? Are, did you see that? Verse 27. But what? Let's use the report. A certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversary. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of one or three, of two or three witnesses. How much more? how much worse punishment do you suppose would be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace by his sins and his disobedience? Look at this. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Don't take grace in vain. Don't take grace as license to sin. The repercussions can be disastrous. Bow down our heads. Let us ask for mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. In any way, I've deliberately, willfully, intentionally, consciously sinned against you. In any way, I have deliberately, willfully, consciously, intentionally kept malice, bitterness, sin against you. I ask that you forgive me. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. In any way, I have deliberately, willfully, intentionally, consciously rebel against your word, rebel against your instruction. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Please lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up like this. Say, Lord, have mercy. Let's just pray. Lord, have mercy on me. 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 Have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Can we ask for mercy? Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Let your mercy begin. Let your mercy make a way. Let your mercy make a way. Let your mercy begin. In any way, I've willfully, deliberately, intentionally, consciously gone against your word and your instruction. Have mercy. Let your mercy be for me. Reject me. Your past is speaking against you, that your actions are speaking against you, that your sins are speaking against you. I ask that the blood of Jesus will speak better things concerning you. I ask that the blood of Jesus will wash away every guilt, every shame, every sin working and speaking against you now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay. Stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.